Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line that'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Hello and good evening. It's Shelly Nunchuck Show. Shelly Nunchuck. The Shelly Nunchuck Show. I'm just exhausted here. And I got my two little furball co-hosts, Jackie Chan Kitty and little Rocky Balboa. And I'm getting right into promotion. La 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 la. What you guys don't know is I'm actually playing with one of the kitties. Come here, kitty cat. Come here, Rocky. Come on, get on the bed. I'm trying to get him to cuddle up with me. He's he can be quite a handful sometimes, but he's actually a good little boy. To bring up stuff with the promos here, the Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation is honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Due to this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in her last year, did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. To raise the money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do, a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, the flowers in the spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. And I'm looking at the kitten. Well, I call him kitten because he's still a little cat. He's chasing something. What you doing? What you chasing, boo-boo? Of course, he's hearing the siren outside. I'm like, what you chasing, boo-boo? Hey, boo-boo. Yeah, I'm trying to do my show here. I'm trying to get his attention so he doesn't try to jump up on the equipment. Because cats do that. If anybody owns a cat, you know that they just want to jump up on your equipment, especially your computer. Because it's something that they see that you use, and they want to jump up on whatever you're using. So I'm trying to play with him, trying to get him up on the... Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here, boo-boo. Come on. Come here. Come on. Come here, kitten. Well, you gotta be a good boy. Do not scooch Jackie. Sometimes, like, you know, any brother and sister, they actually, you know, kind of want to fight a little bit. Okay. Let's see. Oh, what I wanted to actually bring up here. A couple things. You know, every once in a while, stuff that I like to actually read. Bringing up. It's actually a Shelter's Friend photos that I've been posting. If you go there, it's Shelter's Friends. I think it's in Elizabethtown, North Carolina. And they try to post about these animals who actually, they get put to sleep. It's not the Shelter's Friends. It's the I don't know where exactly the shelter is, but they're actually trying to help save, rescue, or adopt these animals because for no other reason, if they don't get adopted, they get put to sleep for no reason at all because no one's adopting them. So I've been posting about it. Anybody that wants to check it out on my page, please do go check it out if you're interested. It's down in Elizabethtown, North Carolina. So definitely check out that page, Shelter's Friends. If you'd like to donate anything, that'll be greatly appreciated. What did I want to bring up here? Okay, this is something I wrote. If you ever feel different, even as an adult, always love the things you love no matter what. And I put a Braveheart, your life, your way, freedom. Freedom! Freedom, and it says, find kindred spirits. I know in society, especially in America, still to this day, it is pushed upon us what we should be and what should be expected as a woman. I learned that you have to go out on your own and truly find the people who truly accept you for who you are and what you are about. These are the people that will want to see you grow in your own success and not feel jealousy or any bad will towards anything you do in your life. If you're surrounded by people, put anything you do or anything you like down, then you really have to look back at yourself because more than likely if you stay around people like that, you're never going to be happy with yourself or your life. If you share joy with a film or anything that you do in your life and people think that it is stupid or strange and seriously try to make you feel bad about yourself or try to tear apart anything you like or anything you do, then those people don't belong in your life. I myself have had my own personal experience, but I've been lucky enough to wake up and go in search of enlightenment and find people who really want to see me flourish. This is such a blessing that I am truly thankful for. I think if you're truly outside anything normal in society, or how do we say it, outside the norm, people are going to try and push things upon you, and that is not right. Sometimes when we search for knowledge about anything, some people are not going to be happy with what we want to do. So that means the time has come to find out who you should or should not have in your life. If anyone stunts your growth with knowledge, and the best thing to do is to not have anyone that's going to try and stop you. Sometimes what people do is to try and make you feel bad about yourself because the truth of the matter is people are very unhappy with themselves and they don't want to see other people happy with their own happiness. So what unhappy people do is make everyone else feel miserable when they are miserable. Once again, the best answer is to eject those type of people out of your life. It is sometimes a good idea to step back and take a good look at yourself and spend some time with yourself to really truly see yourself. I've done that, and I can see myself for who I really am, and that person I'm content to look at the mirror every day. I think for myself, I learned from my past and know there's much better people in my life. Now, once again, as I repeat myself, I'm very lucky because I know most people are going to be stuck and never continue to grow. I always think that social media can make anyone look really good. I try to tell people that social media is like makeup. You can wash off makeup, but what woman is truly left standing there without makeup? That is just like social media. People can post all they want and try to make it look like they're having such a really good life. The fact is everyone has problems they have to deal with and situations we all have to overcome. I tell people on my social media accounts, do not make me out more than what I seem because I am so far from perfect, but I learn in life, and that is what life is about, learning. I know my life may not work for a lot of people, but it works for me. I think if you pay your own roof over your head and your own bills, then you should be able to enjoy anything you want in life. When you're taking care of things by yourself, you should walk around with your head held high and be proud. Okay, so it may seem a little strange to some people that once in a while I dress up like the Crow from time to time, but once again, I'm a functioning woman, human being in society, where I have a full-time job, don't spread my legs to get anything from a man or use a man to get a while in life, and actually work a full-time job. Just a woman that believes I do not have to drop a man to become successful and make my way in the world. I also need to have 50 million men running after me to validate my womanhood as a woman. I'm happy enough to know that there are men out there that do find me attractive, and that is, to me, is also something special. But I don't talk too much about my private life. This may sound a little old, but I believe that I can't like more than one man at one time. If there's anything, a relationship grow, or something good to evolve into a trusting relationship. To get back to what my whole point is, we should have people that are like ourselves in our lives that just accept us for who we are. We're not children, but if we are taking care of our bills and doing our thing, it is okay to be childlike and love the things we have always loved without feeling guilty about whatever so ever. Life is so short, and we should look forward to every day and know that it's okay to be very different from everyone else, especially if you're doing no harm to anyone, and the only thing you're doing is doing the right thing, taking care of your business, and enjoying the life you've always wanted. Okay, let's see. Okay, another one I wanted to bring. I'm still watching my cat. I think he's chasing a bug or something. We're station shadows. What are you doing? Rocky, boo-boo. Let's see, what's he doing? What are you doing? Get over here. Boo-boo kitty. Come on, get up here. Get. Yeah, he's not. Well, you live your life your way and not anyone else's way. You get to choose your way of living, not anyone else. Never feel guilty about living your happy life. Don't let people make you feel bad or guilty for living your life. It is your life. Live it the way you want. You get to choose your way of living, not anyone else. When you pay your own bills and take care of yourself, you should be allowed to live your life the way you want to live your life, and that is your way. It doesn't matter if people like you or not. Basically, when you get up in the morning and go to work, you are the one controlling how your life goes because you pay your own bills, put a roof over your head, and put food in your fridge. It's a great feeling when you earn your way in life by working hard and actually earning a living. There's no shame in working for what you have in your life. When you go out in the world and work a full-time job, and even if you're working on dreams and goals and have to work a full-time job to work towards your dream job to become your full-time job, that is a truly awesome feeling. When you get up in the morning, you feel like you can walk around with your head held high because you're in control of your own life. And working every day with the sheer satisfaction that you're doing it your way, well, you should be proud of yourself. An honest day's work is fulfilling. When you go to bed at night, you can sleep very peacefully knowing a great job you had. And day working is better than a day sick in bed or just being a bum. Nothing's better than earning your paycheck and earning away in life. Much pride in you. You gain a lot of self-confidence when you work for things in life. Sure, anybody can be handed anything in life, but people have much more appreciation when they hear people earn their way in life. I think most people are not handed things in life and they truly understand when someone actually works for something. Sometimes it may take a while to achieve a goal or save up to pay something you've been wanting or to do something you want. It may take a lot longer to get even tiny things in life when you have to pay for things on your own. But even a new pair of shoes or boots or anything, when you're holding it in your hands and wearing that new pair of boots on your feet, you feel that extra smile and satisfaction knowing you deserve what you work for. Isn't bad to treat yourself once in a while, and you shouldn't feel guilty for earning a living and paying for things in life. Working hard every day does boost self-confidence and it makes you feel good looking in the mirror and loving what you see in the mirror. When you see in the mirror, looking back at you as a hardworking individual who earns their way in life. Sometimes in life, some people do become successful more later on in life than other people. I think success comes later for some people because they might be the right time they can handle the success in which they are probably wiser. If you follow a path with goals and the mindset of working hard and going after what you want, you will feel very content inside your soul. Believe me, if you sit back and just say, I wish instead of actually planning and taking the steps of climbing up the ladder of your success, you might look back in your life and feel regret. Sometimes we fail when taking steps, but that's not when we just dust ourselves off and keep moving forward. When you fail at things in life, you are actually failing because you are just finding out what doesn't work for you and what actually does work for you. Trying to fail is okay, but it is when we don't that really is not okay. At least taking action is trying better than watching our people succeed at life. If you sit back and complain about other people's life and you're sitting back and doing nothing but complain about the people actually doing things in life, it is no one else's fault but your own that you're miserable when you look at other people's success. You can become successful with just the thought of you can do it and take tiny baby steps. Everyone has to find a way to start moving their own path toward the success. You can't let anyone stop you. So you might have haters along the way that aren't happy with what you're doing in life. Basically, they cannot stop you from living the life living your life because you are the one that gets up every morning and goes to work and pay your bills. If you have haters, there's saying one or two. I know one is that saying where the haters hate you because you are the person you wish they could be. So let no one talk about you, stop you from your goals or dreams. You live your life your way, and guess what? That's all that matters. Getting up in the morning and not sitting in bed is really the first step. Sometimes it could even be that hard for people just to get out of bed because they might be stuck and don't know how to go forward. Maybe you just got to sit back and just sit and meditate and just think for a while. There could be a few ideas that come across your mind and you have nothing to lose. But to try the new ideas that come in your head. It's okay that you fail because once again, you're not a failure for trying. You'd be more of a failure when you sit and complain about other people's happiness when you aren't even working towards a goal. So keep going and live your life the way it was meant to be, and that is your way. Okay, let's see what time it is. I'm watching the cat here. Let's see. I'm going to post this one. Okay. Ah, so the cat is chasing. What is that? What is that? Okay, what are you chasing after? I know, he's chasing after something. Oh, is it a mosquito? Where is it? It's a bug. Ah, it's a bug. You get it, Rocky? Gosh darn it, I'm trying to chase this bug. Where'd it go? Good boy. Where the heck did it go? To go out? Die. I got it. I got it out. I wanted it to die, but I got it out. Good boy. Good boy chasing that bug. You heard it, keep. Good boy. Good boy. I'm trying to get that one. Get out, get out, get out. Ah. Good boy, good boy. That's a good boy. Okay. Trying to. Yeah, chasing a bug. Good boy. Good boy, good boy. Way to go. Rocky, good boy. Okay. Hey, hey, hey. One more to read. Okay, let me bring this up. Nope, I'm closing that one out. Let's see, is this the one? Nope, that's not it. One more. Okay, I'm pulling up. This one's called Alice Went Down the Rabbit Hole. Neo chose the pill. What will you do to open your mind? Jump into the rabbit hole and make that decision like Neo. As Alice went down the hole and Neo decided which pill to take, what will you do with your life? Will you be stuck in the conventional way of living like most of society and be stuck in a job environment where society pushes its demands on you to suffer like most everyone else and live a mediocre life? Or will you be the one to decide for yourself not to die every day a slow, agonizing death of an unhealthy life which slowly chokes the living breath from you and drains your energy slowly? Will you step out of the zone that boxes you in a corner where it slowly drains your soul and controls your mind? Will you let life tear open your heart and let it bleed and let it stuff your passion inside and never let it be set free to feel the freedom that allows you to breathe? There's society sickness that jails a lot of people because it is pushed upon them to say it is not right to pursue your passion or what makes you feel alive. People are afraid to follow their passion and dreams of fear of damnation of people who are like dead living pods that do not allow them to be free thinkers and live with undying passion that helps them to feel their soul and the blood that flows within their veins. As people, most of society will begin to be dead living pods for the rest of their lives and will live with the regret at the end of their lives to wish they had done something, or a regret that consumes their utter being that brings them closer to a deathbed or waiting to die. You cannot live your life if you're being forced to live by someone else's rules. If you don't take control of your own life, your destiny and your passion and your own well-being is going to slowly become ridiculed with disease and self-hate towards other people living a freedom which you gave up without permission because you live a life that has never been your own. People push things upon other people and lie about wanting to see someone real happy. When people say, "I want you to be happy," they only want a happiness wished upon someone if it is the happiness they think they will be happy. Some people live a life of freedom. Others become bitter because they gave up life that should be lived with passion. People die a lot faster with bitter and envy. Green-eyed monster envy, which there is no cure for, which there's no cure for, it becomes a vile venom that seeps within these vicious, unhappy people. Society really condemns people's freedoms and passion dreams because those that let things die live with regret and see the free ones that live their passion and are the ones most happy with the content freedom that diseased, envy people who live with regret, but they shall never live the freedom of the artist who let their spirit soar through passion. Deep passionate souls to heights that you can only dream of. This shall never be caged up by cowards, but shall be set free by brave people who have decided to maybe take the pill just like Neil, or decided just like Alice, decide to go through the rabbit hole and live their lives the way it was meant to be, and not have anyone interrupt their happiness ever. It's much better to opening up yourself to thinking instead of yearning for the rest of your life and look back with regret and say over and over again, "I wish I had, I wish I had, I wish I had. I don't ever want to live with a monkey on my back," with the monkey I'm referring to as a monkey called regret. "I have some learning experiences and they taught me to grow. I want to keep continuing to grow and keep on growing. It matters not what anyone says because I'm going to keep living the life I'm meant to be. I hope I can open up some people's eyes and let them see they too have this passion inside of themselves, but they just have to look and search deep within themselves. Maybe it's something they've forgotten from long ago and just needs to be woken up once again. If you want to draw, draw. If you want to write, write. If you want to act, go to community theater or practice monologues in front of a mirror. If you want to sing, feel free to do so. Now, in doing your passion, you may or may not make money on what your passion is, but the point is that you're actually doing it. Once again, as I repeat myself, too many people in society wants to push things upon us, and some of us don't want to live like everyone else. We want to live and breathe a different way in a different life. Anyone that is an artist will tell you that. An artist is someone who indeed wants to express themselves, and people shouldn't stifle the happiness, possible potential that someone reaches when with expressing themselves. But again, if you want to do anything besides being an artist and just do something you love, you should be allowed to do it without thinking what you're doing. That one thing you truly enjoy, even if you're watching anime cartoons or cosplaying or anything you love doing, you should be allowed to do it without feeling bad about it. It's good to open your mind and your heart and do your passion. When you do so, you feel so alive and you never look back. If you need a reminder, just look back to the one thing that made you passionate and just started doing it. It just takes one little baby step, or as I wrote before, take the leap into the rabbit hole like Alice, or take the pill just like Neil. And now I'm not saying go out and do drugs, meaning all you got to do is turn that little switch in your brain on, and you can start doing your passion in life once again, because the only thing that's stopping you is you. Okay. Now, usually, like I said, it's always a shorter show on here, and I will be getting more and more guests. And what I want to do is actually play a song. It's Delusions of Grandeur, and that's by Angelo. And I will be having him on my show. And everyone, always thank you so much for being a supporter on my show. And everyone, have a good night.
rise above this cloud of misery, all the wiser I know. So, it's time for me to let you go.
You thought that I was weak, but I